and I become King George. And I got all the rights then. And when I stand on the mountain and I say, do it, it gets done. If it don't get done, then I'll move on it. And that's the last thing in the world you want me to do.
Difficult.
You know, most of them don't assume you're actually going to kill them. Most of them assume it's a rape or something like that.
It was like anybody was fair game.
It did not matter. Blood is blood. It didn't matter if man, woman, child.
At first, they thought it was a pack of savage dogs. But when they looked closer, they knew it was humans.
We left the curse. We left the curse.
We lit the gate.
A fire and death.
We lit it.
Oh, this is not nice.
No.
Judgment.
No.
Judgment. Say it.
Ah, we lit the curse.
On her?
On her.
Future generations.
Future generations.
Welcome everyone back to Evil Examined. And yeah, we were supposed to have Katie's sister Wiener on for this podcast. But unfortunately, we were not able to due to an audio snafu. We promised you that we would bring you the Bad Saints, right? Is what we were calling it?
Yeah, Bad Saints.
Bad Saints.
It's too bad because Colleen's got a really cool voice.
Yeah.
We'll have to have her on again.
It's like nails on a chalkboard, you know?
I mean, or angel, a choir of angels.
Yeah, it's so close, those two things. But we'll have her on digitally sometime. It just, with these audio things, it doesn't always go as planned. But regardless, we're here to represent the episode, and it will just be myself and Katie on this one. Wow.
Yeah.
What a dynamic duo.
I know, right? Talk all the time, so.
All we do is talk to each other in this house.
That's all we do in this house. Talk.
Yeah. Well, you know what, though? You know what's a cool update that we can share is that we're in the progress right now of actually, like, we've been talking about booking the Conjuring House.
Hell
to
yes.
Do a live podcast from, because it's relatively close to us. We're in the process of that right now because they're actually allowing people to stay in the house.
So if you guys have anything you want us to do while we're in the Conjuring House, please just drop us a line at evilexamined@gmail.com. Give us some examples of something you want us to do.
Totally, yeah. You could post up on the social media, whatever's easier. But we'll be taking some video that night, and we'll be recording a podcast from there, which we will we'll try to upload it that same night, I would think, and we'll put up some live videos and shit like that.
If we make it, you know.
Yeah, if we can make it through the night.
Yeah,
you know.
If the spirits allow.
And yeah, all of your favorite guests, many of them are going to be there. So, you know, I believe John the Skeptic said that he's in, although his wife is very concerned that a succubus may attach itself to him and invade his family, apparently.
Oh, man.
Gene, you know, he didn't want to go, but he just said, I'm in, basically. And then Daddy Bass was like, what? Oh,
I'm scared for Gene's life with some of the stuff he's experienced.
He's a fucking magnet for that shit. Ugh. So, and then Brian's like, well, I'm not going to be the only one to bitch out, you know? But clearly people are not going because they want to go. It's a pride thing, you know?
No one wants to be a pussy, I guess.
Yeah, so we're going to try and get anywhere from 8 to 10 of your favorite people associated with the show to join us. And I mean, it can be a great night of podcasting too. We can probably do a few different things, you know, maybe some shorter ones. I think it'll be really cool, but look for that. Hopefully, we're shooting for within the next 2.5 months to get the booking down, because it's kind of backlogged right now. So I'm waiting for the email, but we'll keep you posted.
Sickos out there.
Bunch of fucking weirdos that want to go to that place.
Just like us.
Yes. But yeah, so back to Wiener. We'll try and get her on in the near future, because that'd be really cool to hear you talk with your sister. I think it'd be fun. Shout out to PVD Horror. They gave a nice mention of my book Dark Assembly on their podcast. And I believe he said, one of the stories in the book made him throw it.
I could see that.
So that was kind of cool, you know? Proud of that, you know?
You should be.
Fucking yeah. Firing people up. But Dark Assembly, available on Amazon now. Check it out. And I guess, a shout out. We did get a random donation, or it was an attempted random donation of $50. Mom, but
yeah. it said anonymous, but then it had the name it came from on it too.
She's not too good with technology, so thanks, Mom. Really appreciate it. Love you.
Thanks.
And shout out to our boy JP too. Wish he could have been here for this, but it was just kind of a last minute thing we realized because the audio got snafu'd. But I guess that's enough for the intro. What do you say we get into Bad Saints, The Forbidden Five?
Forbidden Five.
So before we talk about these evil or bad saints, I kind of want to dig into some background on saints in general, because I didn't really know that much about them except for like picturing dudes wearing funny hats with like different colors or like stained glass behind them. You know,
the hats are cool though.
What? You would wear those hats? You
well, I just think they're hats. Very eccentric and
they look like giant dicks.
Oh, you talk about like the Pope hat?
Well, a lot of popes are saints too. You know?
Saint Pope.
Do you have any favorite saints or any saints you've heard of at all?
Oh, that's a tough one. I learned more about him when I was in Catholic school, I feel like, but I don't really remember too much of it. But I know we did when we went to La Salette, which is like a light display over here in Rhode Island. It's pretty cool. It's like an outdoor massive thing of lights, and they have like a religious gift shop inside, and I'm not really super religious, but when you go in, they do have like all the spell outs of the different saints and stuff, and I think it's cool how they have you know a saint that tries to help with addiction and
like the saint. Patron saints.
Yeah, I think that's kind of cool when they explain it. But I to answer
like
your question,
superpower.
Yeah, superpower.
Gotta catch them all the saints.
Like if there really was a saint that could, you know, rub the testicles of a street fiend and absolve him of any type of addiction, that'd be so cool. I'd let him touch my balls.
Why is that how they cure you?
You never seen The Green Mile?
Oh.
Taking the diseases out, you dick. And then he spits it out of his mouth. He's like,
must have tasted so good. But okay. So like, yeah. You've heard of saints just like from Catholic school and going to places, but then it's like, you know, there's Valentine, right? And like Patrick, like St. Patrick, because mm-hmm. they have days that we get drunk on, you know, sometimes.
Oh, yes, yeah.
St. Bernard's.
Or
right?
Like Saturday.
St. Saturday. Yeah. All Saints Day. The Boondock Saints.
Or the song, When the Saints Go Marching In.
I almost got that one.
If you get fired up, they go, and when the Saints, you know? They can get real amped up.
Yeah, those Louisiana ones, you know?
Yeah, I like it.
But some of my favorite saints that I've actually heard of, one of them was St. Francis, because they always show him like with surrounded by animals, kind of like a Disney movie where he's got like a bird landing on his shoulder and he's feeding a deer, kind of like Dr. Doolittle. And you know, I think that's cool. Kind of like the opposite of a horse mutilator, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was an unfortunate episode. You know who's a good saint too is Ricky Williams. You remember him?
No, he's a saint. Oh, he's a player, a football player?
He's like a running back that wouldn't take his helmet off during press conferences for the Saints because he was like super like shy and shit.
So and he just wore his helmet everywhere?
Yeah, and everyone would be like, oh, he's like an asshole. Like he's stuck up. But he like really had all these like anxiety issues and shit. Really, it was more that. So he was really cool. And then he quit playing NFL to smoke weed.
I like him. Yeah, did he ever like hop, like fishbowl his helmet? Did he have one of the shields on the front?
He had the shield on the front.
So he probably did. Yeah,
he was super cool. misunderstood.
Shout out to Ricky Williams.
Run, Ricky, Run. That's a great documentary. If you watch the documentary, Run, Ricky, Run, it's super awesome.
That's a good saint. One of my other favorite saints that I had heard of before doing this research, I didn't know his name, but I knew his story. But his name, I know now, is Saint Simeon Stylites. But he spent 37 years standing on top of like this 40-foot tall pole. And before
Non-stop?
That... Non-stop? Yeah, he just stood up there. Like,
what,
that
they
was,
just like put a fucking plate up to his face while he's standing up there? How did he take
they
a shit?
They fed him... This is exactly what I wrote down as my questions. They fed him goat milk and flatbread. And I was like, how the fuck did they get it up to him? And what kind of shit's occurred? Because eating goat milk and flatbread, that sounds like it'd be a disgusting shit.
Yeah. I mean, there's got to be a guy down there that changes out his bucket. Like, he's more like a fucking house pet at that point.
You can't aim a shit from 40 feet in the air to land in a bucket if you're eating goat
milk.
How wide
is the pole? Like, is he having to balance the whole time?
Yeah, he balances the whole time.
But how does he go to sleep? It doesn't make sense. He would fucking fall off and break his shit.
But no, he does it. That's because he's a saint. Like, he's like a fucking Mr. Miyagi style balance focused.
Oh, so he's not real. This is just a tall tale.
Well, maybe
no
that's
one
what
can
all
stay
saints
awake for
are.
37 fucking years, dude. Come on.
Well, I don't know how big the top of the thing was, but before that, he had spent 40 days inside a hut with no food or water. And it's
fucking
like
David Blaine did that shit too, or something.
Yeah, that's what I feel
or
like.
Tony
some of
Robbins,
these some of
know?
These saints are like magicians or like you know, like that, like street art kind of, you know.
Are you looking forward to seeing David Blaine grab the whole fucking handful of balloons and fly around the world and shit?
Yes.
Me too. You think he'll die on that one?
No.
Yeah.
Because he's magical.
He figures out a way, you
yeah.
know?
So what is a saint to you? Like it, like when you're like, oh, that person's a saint, you know?
Oh, when like the, just using generalizing the term?
Yeah. Like if, or like, what do you think a saint would be? Because I was like, I went way deep. I was like, what the fuck is a saint anyways? Because they like know about saint,
well,
these people.
When I say, oh, that person's a saint, it just means like, oh, this is a very nice person. Like, oh, you know, you're a saint to do that. Saint in the actual like context that I grew up learning about is more like a person that the Catholic Church props up, you know
yeah.
what I mean? And says, you know, they did something special usually
mm-hmm.
to earn that, you know?
They have like a whole process for how they choose their saints and like go through that.
Yeah, like Mother Teresa. Isn't she a saint now?
Yeah, she's Mother Teresa's a saint.
Mother Teresa.
I mean, you can say it like that all you want, but I'm going to still say Teresa. So a saint's a person with an exceptional degree of holiness. I have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I have 7 holes, I think, if I counted right. Do you count your eyeballs?
It's not a hole because it's filled.
Okay. But do you think that's an exceptional degree of holiness? Do I qualify?
How many do you have?
1, 2, 3, 4. So if you have a lot of piercings, you might qualify. I don't know.
Oh,
I'm not
yeah.
really going to count my orifices.
Because I wanted to know because whatever you have is me minus 1. Oh, well, no,
you
no.
You
have
a hole in your dick?
There's a dick hole there, isn't
yeah,
there?
Yeah.
It's just a small hole, so I don't really like.
It's still a hole.
But, you know, like sometimes I can make it look like it's talking to you.
meep, meep. All cultures and religions kind of have some format of these like elevated people or saints, but they don't call it the same term every time. They use different names that I would like to try to pronounce very poorly right now. Yeah. So
you got more balls than me. I just, last week I was just saying in a place I can't pronounce.
Well, some of them sound real cool. Like, If you're Jewish, it's Tzadik.
Tzadik?
I think so. Tzadik. Islamic is Wali. Wali. Hindu is Rishu. Sheikh is Guru. I'm imagining these all as like different Pokemon. If you're Shintoist, it's Kami. Kami.
Yeah. That was a character in Street Fighter.
Oh, nice. Buddhist is hardest to say. It's Arhat or Hathisatya. But I didn't really like look too deep into a bunch of different cultures when I was doing my research. I would like to, but I didn't have, you know, I didn't really get to. So most of the ones that we're going to talk about are kind of like Catholic saints. So
those are cool though.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like probably most listeners will relate to that anyway.
I just wanted to call out they're from everywhere, but
those are the ones that are kind of beaten into your head is the Catholic ones, I feel like.
Yeah.
At least they were beaten into mine.
Tell me more about Catholic school, like what you learned about this, and were any of the nuns hot?
I didn't pay attention. So as far as learning goes, okay, you want to hear a good story? One time, I don't know if my cousin Kenny was near me. It was somebody in the class, and
he's always near you.
And I said,
you guys like flirt the entire time you hang out. It's we were with Kenny earlier today, and it's another level how you guys it's alarming. Act kissing cousins. Yeah.
love you, cuz. But we had the history book open or something, and I was like, oh, natural gas. You want to hear some natural gas? And then I farted. And like three or four people near me might have heard it, and they all started laughing. And then the nun was like, what did you say? And then I was like, nothing.
Did she hit you?
The only thing I remember from Catholic school.
But none of the nuns were hot? Were there any mean ones?
The nuns weren't hot. The kindergarten teacher was not a nun, and she had a twin sister. And I think Mrs. Jetty was kind of hot, you know?
Was her twin hot too?
I suppose, you know, personality-wise, though, she was super cool, you know? I was just like, man, she's great. And then when you actually got, because I was there 3 years, like kindergarten, first, second, third. Then when you got to the nuns, you're like, oh, man, this sucks, dude. Like, these nuns suck, you know?
Nuns suck.
And
it's like a nunchuck, but.
Nunsuck! And we used to play wall ball outside. You know, have you played that game?
Yeah.
You throw a tennis ball against the wall, and then if you don't catch it, you got to touch the wall before they peg you with the ball. So they had confiscated so many tennis balls over the years. And me and Kenny went back to witness the graduation, which I think they graduated in like 7th or 8th grade. And they left the school open. So we went into the school and just kind of did a last tour, like a weird nostalgia thing. It was cool. Like, we just went, there was no one there, and we just went through all the different rooms, and we found, like, this teacher's lounge area and opened this thing, and they had all the confiscated balls there, and so we just each took one back. You know,
just
we
were one?
Like, well, I mean, what do I need 8 tennis balls for at that point, you know? So we just each took one kind of as, like, a...
At that point. A memory. Like, later on.
Yeah, as, like, a memory thing, and, cool.
Do you still have your tennis ball?
Yeah, I have it buried in a box somewhere. Oh. It's like in a box. But yeah, but Catholic school, it was interesting in its own ways. Like, the building was super old too. So there was like this weird kind of nostalgic charm that I get whenever I think about it, you know, which I think is kind of cool.
Yeah. My dad went to Catholic school, and it kind of fits into that kind of stereotype that nuns are mean when they're in Catholic school, because they would hit him like over the hands with a ruler and stuff. They were pretty strict, and they used violence or like corporal punishment, I guess.
There was a nun called Miss Dumas. I mean, if that's not a fucking nun name, I don't know what is. But yeah, she had been there so long, my mom had her. And like my mom said that, like, you know, she fucking like... She didn't really care for my mom, I guess, and gave a bunch of them shit. And she didn't really care for me.
Bitch.
And there was another one that was like, I don't know if it was Sister Faustina. She was like the librarian. And I didn't want to take my sweater off. Like, I was just like, I just like wearing my sweater. And then she's like, well, you know, you can get the fuck out of the class then, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And then... my brother got into an altercation with her too, and she slapped my brother in the face.
Fuck.
And that was when we decided to leave. We were just like, oh, well, fuck these nuns. And then we went to
it's weird because you would imagine they would be more peaceful.
Yeah, they were very old school.
Violent.
And rigid.
Yeah.
There was one lady that had, like, Sister Cecilia. She had, like, curved fingers, like crazy arthritis that totally arched her fingers, and people kind of feared her you know, like she was like,
yeah,
like, but Secret she gave kids shit too, dude. Like, you know, but yeah, that was my experience. I thought it was pretty cool though.
Yeah. That's, I mean, that's cool, but you don't remember learning about the saints. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about the Catholic, process of becoming a saint.
Cool. Cause I'm working on that.
You're trying, you're filling out the application.
Yeah.
Like at first, so like different religions have different ways of becoming saints. And at first I was like, maybe it's like how influencers get their like little blue check mark on Instagram. And it's just who, like if they have enough support, they get to become a saint sort of thing.
Right.
And that does happen. Like people.
Or if you do enough favors, right?
Yeah. Like people like promote certain people that they like admire from the community, like popular wise to become saints. Like there was this one priest who got shanked during a bar bathroom brawl. And he had a lot of support to become a saint, but they're like, we can't make this guy a saint. So the process became a little more
Well, but selective. He didn't do the shanking, right? He just got shanked.
He got shanked, but he was in a bar brawl. So
I think that's kind of cool.
In the bathroom?
I think we need more of those guys and less diddlers in the sainthood.
You know? I mean, if you're in a bathroom, yeah, that's true. I don't know.
At least he's in a place where there's no kids.
True.
You know?
So Eastern Orthodox, they do something called glorification, not to be confused with glory holes. Catholics do canonization. And so what they do is they have an expert who examines the person's life. They take the official reports to the bishop. They go up to the universal level called the Holy See. And I feel like it's kind of like taking it to corporate sort of thing. Like, yeah. Hey, can this guy be a saint? Like an approval process. And then if they get approved there, they add the title Venerable or Blessed to the person's name. And they have to do two miracles. It can be after their death, though. So, like, they could appear on a piece of toast if they wanted to. And Eastern Orthodox doesn't require miracles, but they do get their own day on the calendar.
Is there a committee that reviews the miracles and they're like, you know, this is bullshit or...
It seems like that. And I'm kind of curious about the people who do like the investigation on their lives. Cause it's like in the past, it's probably like a historian going through like old documents. You know what I mean? But so now they probably take people's hard drives and they're like, hey, yo, Father Peter, like, I swear I'm only taking your hard drive to see if you can become a saint, not to check if you're a pedophile or not.
Right.
Know?
Yeah. That don't hold them back these days. But I think what's funny is like, okay, they had to do two miracles to become a saint. So I've never committed a miracle, of course, but I've never seen even one. Okay, but furthermore, I've never even out of all the people I've spoke to in my life, they've never seen a miracle. And then out of all the people that those people spoke to, they've never seen a miracle neither.
You never seen Jesus in a Cheeto or a chip or anything?
And I ask them right when I see him, I say, you ever seen a fucking miracle? I check weekly almost with everyone.
Clearly, you are not a very good juggalo because, you know, you could have asked ICP, like Shaggy Too Dope. He'll tell you about miracles all day.
Well, okay, but I think he was doing it more in jest, you know?
No, they were dead serious about that.
Yeah, but they're also, a little...
You've never seen something... Okay. So I've seen things and I've been in awe, like I've been in awe of nature, but I've never, and then I've seen people like recover from situations that seemed impossible, right? Mm. Or come out, or like, I think maybe the Giants winning sometimes could be considered miraculous, right?
Against that Patriots team in 07, certainly.
Yeah. So what the fuck are you talking about? You never seen a miracle.
Well, when I think of miracle...
You mean like actually
God? You're fucking... I mean, winning a football game and, you know, having a good game plan ain't the same as, like, reviving the dead or curing the lame, you know?
So, like, maybe doctors would be, modern-day saints, I guess?
No, because that's all... It ties back to science. Like, you can say, oh, well, the reason why the doctor performed this and this was the result... We've repeated this many times. It's not a miracle. It's just how you fix it.
So do you actually believe in miracles? Like, do you believe they're possible and you haven't seen it? Or do you think that...
I think they're possible, and I haven't seen it. You know me. I'm on the fence so much, the post is going up my ass. Because I don't want to say, oh, you know, this is impossible. I don't think, like, you know what I mean? Like, unless it's been proven otherwise, anything's possible, you know? Life is weird.
I think a lot of times when something happens that we don't have an explanation for, you can attribute it to different things. And when it's something good that there's not like a clear explanation for, that's when you call it a miracle, right?
Yeah, or just something that's like otherworldly is what I consider a miracle almost, you know?
But I'm saying, like, seriously, the things with the toast, like, that's what some of the miracles are, you know?
Yeah, okay. Well, that's not a miracle.
Yeah. I mean, like, if the weather not by clears my definition. Up, you know what I mean? Like, it's, I feel like the definition of miracle they use for this process is not, like, it's gonna knock your socks off.
It's like stats, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's like a football card with stats on it. They're like, oh, this guy needs two miracles, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you just hear that and you're like, oh, wow. It's kind of silly.
It is. But let's talk about some of these evil saints now, you know?
This is the good part.
Yeah.
We warmed up quite a bit.
There's a lot, though, of things to talk about still. Evil saint number one is Saint Maximone. And he is the patron saint of material gain and revenge.
And oh, so they got saints for fucked up stuff too?
Well, I'm telling you, this is like a saint in Guatemala sort of thing. But like, oh,
cool,
yeah,
they're cool. They're really cool over there.
They're cool. He was a Franciscan friar who harassed local women, and when fishermen would go out to sea, they would pay him to watch their wives. Then when they were gone, he would try to seduce the wives. And my question is, if all these guys already knew that he was like a total perv, why are they like pimping him out to like satisfy the wives while he's gone? Is he a cuckold? Like, are they cuckold? Like, because they know what's going to happen. You know what I mean? He's a total piece of shit as far as I'm concerned. But
so he's just, that's the confusing part. He's paying them to watch their wives?
They're paying him. So it's like,
that's dumb.
Yeah. Let me pay you to watch my wife.
Yeah. Can you fill her up with disease so when I come back?
Not like a babysitter. Like, a lot of this shit's real sexist that we're going to talk about. You'll really enjoy this.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. But you know anyone that would do this shit? Like, it doesn't even make sense.
That would pay to have a guy bang their wife?
Robert Redford?
No, I don't think anyone... Robert Redford?
Isn't that plot of that movie?
Is it?
I don't know.
What a freak. He looks respectable.
He's a ginger. No, I'm just kidding. Next up, we've got Saint Kevin, who is my own personal favorite of the bad saints. Because does that sound like a fucking stupid name for...
Yeah, it sounds like some fucking kid you got high with a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
You know?
Or like... Where it's like,
hey,
one
Kev's
of those-
coming over. Like, Kev never solves any problems, you know?
Dude. Like- but so the reason that I know about St. Kevin, because I've known about him for a while, and he kind of is the inspiration for this episode, is there's a church in Warwick that's like the parish of St. Kevin or some shit like that. And I was driving with my mom in the car, like, I don't know, like 4 or something years ago, something like that, driving with her, and we see this St. Kevin church, and I'm like, who the fuck is St. Kevin? Is this real? Like, it doesn't seem real to me. So I looked it up, learned the story, thought it was ridiculous, and then kind of became a running joke with my mom. And I bought her this candle. And it was
St. Kevin Spacey.
Yes, it was a St. Kevin Spacey candle. And
oh,
so it's like,
shit.
And then he turned out.
I didn't know
out,
it went that deep.
Then he turned out to be a piece of shit. Like, I bought this when I just thought he's a fucking amazing actor, you know?
Still is.
He still is an amazing actor, but
he's
never going to have another role
like,
again,
yeah.
You know, but bought that for her because I thought it was ridiculous. So now she's got like, I don't know what she's done with it in her house now, but it was before all.
Well, I remember it was on her hutch last time.
I know, but it's like she probably can't keep it out anymore, you know?
Oh, it's even worth more now, in my opinion.
They probably stopped selling it. Yeah.
Yeah. If anyone needs a Kevin Spacey candle, just send $1,000 our way. And could be yours, you know.
We'll hook you up. But this St. Kevin, the actual St. Kevin, he was this hermit and he lived in a cave in the mountains. And he wanted to remain celibate so he could be close to God. And of course, like one day a woman like hikes by or something like that or like strolls along. And he's like, oh, she was trying to seduce me, so I had to drown her. And that's what he did.
And so he's a saint for that.
Yeah, but like...
because she's a bad woman, try to seduce him.
But like, what the fuck? Do you think St. Kevin should also be canceled?
I mean, where's the conversation? I mean, because you know what's funny? Like, with these cancel things, a lot of times, like, people will rehash the most, like, stupidest shit that's been buried, like, 20 years ago. You know what I mean? And I mean, this goes back like thousands of years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, why is that excluded? You know?
Right. You like, should cancel St. Kevin as far as I'm concerned. Like, because if you're going to cancel but
you
shit.
You don't want to cancel him personally though, right?
St. Kevin?
Yeah. You think he's, you enjoy the story.
I think it's ridiculous. Like it, okay. Like he couldn't just be like, I'm not going to fuck you. I'm gonna drown you. Like, that seems like a leap to me that shouldn't really take place in this time and age. Like, how hard was she trying to seduce him, you know?
Maybe she was like touching him, and like maybe she was spacing him, you know?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, maybe.
So if that's the case, sure,
then yeah, maybe you're right, you know. We don't know what happened back in like 2080 or whatever the fuck it is.
What if the water had been blessed year? Maybe she just OD'd on holy water.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe she just swallowed too much.
You think that's a thing?
Next up, we have Saint number 3, Saint Moses the Black. That's a fucking cool name, though.
That's
right?
Cool. Yeah. I think. Why do they call him that?
He was a slave.
Oh, okay.
of an Egyptian government official, and so I don't know if it's like the color of his skin is why they call him black or what.
Or if that's just
or
like
if
his
he's just
actual
evil hearted.
Oh, they call him the Black. It's not part of
Moses
his name.
The Black. Yeah. Not to be confused with Moses the White. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
But so he's in Egypt and he was a slave of a government official there and he was dismissed for theft and murder. I guess you can get dismissed from being a slave. I don't know that. I thought that was like freedom, but.
I mean, if freedom is just killing someone, I'm into it.
But can you get fired from being a slave and you're just free? Like, well, I would fucking kill someone.
Yeah, they're
know?
Probably just like, he's not conforming, you know?
Right,
like,
yeah.
He'll just fucking kill you and then he'll take your shillings.
Shillings. That's the Egyptian money for anyone who's not
another shilling
nowhere.
For me killing. I was sorry. I was watching Leprechaun last night.
Oh, God. He kind of has an action movie vibe to his story. He became the leader of a group of bandits because he was the biggest of all of them. And one day, like Jane's addiction, he got caught stealing and he was so pissed at the guy who caught him that he swam across the Nile at night with a knife in his mouth to go kill the guy. And I'm like, he is very committed.
Hopefully he did it blade facing out.
That's what I was going to say. Have you ever like swam with a knife in your mouth or held a knife in your mouth?
I've never had the need, you know?
But like you have to be pissed for a really long time to like swim across a river with a knife in your mouth to go kill someone. Like,
and how did he did kill them, right?
No, what happened was he got to him, but the guy like kind of became aware that he was coming for him. So instead, Moses the Black killed his 4 sheep and like scattered their intestines everywhere. And then the Egyptian popo were looking for him. So he ran away and he sees this monastery and he goes inside the monastery to hide because he knows that like, you know, he's a fugitive. They're looking for him. And when he gets inside there, everyone's super nice to him and very welcoming. And he's like, this is the fucking shit. So he converts and he stays there.
It's and like, then he just leads a good life after that?
Well, yeah, for the most part. But one night, he kind of got tested a little bit because another group of bandits came to rob the monastery. And, like, he knew that murder was wrong, but he didn't really know that, like, sneaking up on people and beating them to a pulp and, like, dragging them by their head was bad. So it's like he got up to that point where they were like almost dead and like dragged them over to like the lead monk guy. And he was like, I know I'm not supposed to kill them. So what do you want me to do with them?
So he's still very acquainted with violence and he enjoys the violence, it sounds like.
Mm.
And, but he's like cleaned up the killing, you know?
Yeah. Like he learned that piece and the guy, the lead monk guy was like, Moses, like, I just think you need to apologize to them and then just, you know, let them be on their way. Like, let's treat them like they're guests. And those guys, those other bandits who are also, you know, used to be pieces of shit, I guess, were like, holy shit. And they're like, this is great. And they converted and stayed at the monastery and they all lived happily ever after.
I like Moses the Black.
Right?
I like monasteries too, you know?
I think it'd be fun, right?
I always thought they looked super chill. You know, you just see dudes out there meditating, fucking eating apples and shit. I can get in on that.
Eating apples.
Yeah, there's usually like orchards with like monasteries and stuff
like that. Oh, at the one, you're thinking of a very specific monastery.
Well, I think a lot of them have like vegetation and food to live off. Yeah, they feed themselves.
I think that's like, they're like, they're kind of like communes a little bit a lot of the time.
Yeah. That's why I think it's cool. You're just kind of hanging around eating produce. You know,
surrounded by dudes.
A couple circle jerks, probably.
Mm. Yep. So next up, speaking of jerks, we have Saint Vladimir of Kiev, or Kiev. I can't remember how to pronounce it ever. So this dude, he had thousands of concubines, multiple wives, hundreds of kids. But he used to perform human sacrifices and would slaughter people. And this all happened kind of like before he converted. That's like kind of a trend with evil saints. They were bad. Then they converted. All is forgiven. Carry on, you know?
Yeah. See, okay. That makes sense. The all is forgiven thing. And that's the thing that people never understand about the redemption process, I think.
I think that's why there's bad saints.
It's like, oh, yeah, you could fucking like rape people your whole life, kill people your whole life. And then that last minute, you know, we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense.
But then to make them a saint after that is kind of fucked up to me, you know?
Yeah, a saint should be held to a higher standard, you know?
But like, you have to show people, like, I don't know. It's like they probably consider all this, like, when they're doing their fucking, like, review of the saint applications or whatever.
Like, you're saying they got to show people that had redemption too, to let people know that are pieces of shit. That they don't have to continue to be pieces of shit.
Right. They need someone to, like for a saint that can inspire them, you know?
Yeah, like for Eagles fans, for example.
Yeah.
You know, like, they don't have to continue to be fucking scum.
Right.
You know?
And a lot of times, too, like, what I think is really happening with this is kind of, like, is the religion finding a way to mesh with the existing culture and keep it going. Like, St. Vladimir, his mom was St. Olga, and she was a piece of shit, too. They would go around massacring tribes and enslaving people to kind of, like, take over land. So it's like these people
What did they do that was bad, though?
Oh, my God. So these people had, like, a really big reach. So it's like if you make them a saint and they already have people that are, like, not necessarily devoted to them, but, like, consider them a figure of authority, making them a saint would probably push the religion forward. So I think that's kind of what's happening here.
What's up
in some situations?
Yeah, no, that seems logical. And it's probably like highly political too, you know, like, yeah, I think like so. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
But what's up with All Saints Day?
I don't fucking know.
Okay.
But you know how we're talking about like patron saints earlier, not patron like tequila, but patron saints.
Mm.
Some of my favorite patron saints are Saint Barbara. She's the patron saint of fireworks.
Oh, cool. That's the name of our lizard.
Yeah. St. Polycorp, which we should name something that, is the saint of dysentery and earaches, you know?
Boy, they got a saint for everything.
So next,
do they have a saint for taints?
Kind of. There's St. Fiarce, who's the saint for STDs.
Fiarce?
If you ever need to pray to, I don't know if I'm saying it right, but if you ever need to pray about crabs, St. Fiarce is your man, you know?
So those listening, if you guys need any guidance with your STDs, email evilexamine@gmail.com. We'll get you in touch with this saint.
Yeah, if you send photos, we'll probably know exactly what the issue is.
Yeah, most of us, we've got a big Pictionary book that we flip through. And kind of categorize everything we've had.
Yeah, you know? That bump. We'll tell you if it's razor burn or not.
Right.
There's Saint Dimphna. She's the patron saint of incest. She's got a fucking crazy story.
Dimphna is definitely sounds like incest.
She was like in 15th century Ireland. Her mom died, and this reminds me of last week. Her mom died, and her dad wanted to marry her because she looked like her mom. And so he was like, hey, daughter, can you marry me? And she was like, no. So she ran away with a priest to somewhere else. And her dad found her and was like, are you going to marry me? And she's like, no, you're my fucking dad, dude. And he's like, all right. So he killed the priest. He was with a bunch of his servants, I guess, too. And then she's like, and then he asked her again, like, are you going to marry me? And she's like, no. So he cut off her head. That's Saint Dimphna.
Cut off her head?
Yeah.
Because she just wouldn't stop pestering him about marrying her?
She wasn't pestering him. He wanted to marry her because she looked like the mom.
I got it backwards. Sorry.
Yeah.
And then she kept saying no.
She kept saying no.
He decapitated her.
Yeah. He's a dick. And then number five, we have Saint Julian. Because we've been talking about these patron saints, this guy's one of the coolest patron saints.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I had a good friend named Julian.
Did you?
Yeah. Julian Alba.
Whoa.
We worked at a tomato sauce factory together.
This guy is not the patron saint of tomato sauce factory workers, but he is the patron saint of clowns, circus workers, innkeepers, jugglers, maybe juggalos, fiddle players, childless people, and murderers.
Did you say childless people?
Yeah.
What is, like...
People without kids.
Huh. That just lumps right in with circus freaks, I guess, huh?
I guess. And murderers, like, and fiddle players. Like, this shit
I guess we're in
is
a strange
real weird.
Crowd, huh?
Yeah.
We're involved in a strange crowd, my love.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Because we both play the fiddle.
Yeah.
But this guy, he had a curse on him that said that he was going to kill his parents. And so he was like, oh, I don't want to kill my parents. So he walked 50 miles away from his home nonstop. Until he thought he was, like, far enough away to keep them safe from the curse. And then he met a nice girl. He settled down. They move in together. You know what I mean? Like, got married.
And he killed her.
No. One day he was going out hunting, like, just regular. And his parents show up at their door. And so their daughter-in-law that they'd never met before, like, was, like, super excited to meet them. And she's like, oh, my God, come in. Come in. And she... like, sets them all up because it was kind of getting late. And they go to sleep in their bed. So Julian comes home from hunting, and he thinks it's like a Jerry Springer-style situation that his wife's, like, fucking someone else in their bed. So he goes, like, berserk and kills both of them and then, like, flips on the light or lights a candle or whatever and sees that he actually did fulfill the curse and killed his parents.
This is an awesome story.
It's really cool.
I love it.
Yeah.
Is it real?
I don't know. They're fucking saint stories. You
can't
ever tell.
Oh, cool. Sorry.
But the girl was like, you know what? It's okay, babe. You can, you know what I mean? You can just convert and you'll be
fine.
We'll
just bury them
in the
backyard
type
shit.
Yeah. So now he's a saint. But I have
what's his name again?
Saint Julian.
Did I tell you I have a friend? I had a good friend named Julian.
You fucking told me that already, you asshole. It's kind of hard.
Julian!
It's kind of hard to find evil saints. Because like a lot of them aren't really that bad. There's one guy whose name is Saint John.
I mean, these guys are pretty bad.
Those ones are bad. So I feel like I did a good job, but I have a ton of fucking crazy things to talk about still.
Oh yeah, cool.
Yeah,
I love it.
But I'm just saying, like, it's hard to find like evil saints.
That stuff's evil. I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, they're not fucking serial killers, if that's what you're saying. But
no,
they're not. That's not good to just kill a woman that's trying to have sex with you.
It's not good.
No.
Oh, there's Saint John.
He didn't have, you have sex with her first, then you kill her. Then you have sex with her again.
And then you become a saint?
That's how, that's the path.
That's what they taught you in school.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it is really easy to find saints that died in terrible ways, which kind of reminded me of like our execution episode. So I thought it'd be fun to talk about some of the ways that different ones of them died.
I think that would be phenomenal. What do you guys think? Yeah, dude, yeah. You hear them? They're going nuts.
They're going crazy. Saint Bartholomew was skinned alive. Saint Antipas was killed in a brazen bull. Do you know what that is?
That is where it's like an iron bull. Maybe not iron, but it's like metallic. They put you inside the bull, right? And they light a fire underneath and you roast alive.
Yeah, but they also have like a thing, like a horn going from the inside that the person's burning alive in to the outside through the bull's mouth, through the iron bull's mouth, so that they can hear the screams of the person being burnt alive.
Yeah, that's hardcore, the brazen bull. I'd like to work that into some of my horror work.
This next one, there's a lot of things you could work in here.
This stuff's good.
There's Saint Eulalia of Barcelona. When she was 13, she refused to renounce her faith, so she got tortured in 13 ways. One of them was by being thrown into a barrel of knives and glass, and then they rolled her down a hill. They call that Eulalia's Descent, and I think it'd be a great name for a ski run.
It would, yeah. It kind of sounds like a Chris Farley movie or something.
Eulalia's Descent. They also cut her breasts off, crucified her upside down on an X-shaped cross, decapitated her. They say that a dove flew out of her neck after she was decapitated.
Huh.
Mm. There's Saint Cecilia. She was trapped in a bathroom and set on fire. It didn't work. She didn't die. And then, so they tied her up and tried to behead her, but they couldn't quite cut off her head, so they just let her bleed out for 3 days. That's how she died. So that's who your nun was named after.
There's, very nice.
Yeah, Saint Perpetua and Felicity. Perpetua, when she was 22, converted to a religion that wasn't, like, her husband didn't find appropriate. So she was thrown into a dark jail cell with her 8-month pregnant slave, Felicity. They waited till Felicity gave birth in that fucking dark jail. And then they threw both of them into an arena with a wild cow. Like, what's going to happen there?
Yeah, well, a cow is kind of docile, right?
I think so. So the crowd kind of got pissed and they're like, just kill them. And they slit their throats. And they didn't make Felicity a saint. I mean,
they should slit the throat of the fucking idiot that thought the cow was going to do something.
Right.
Because he's wasting time.
He is. What a fucking asshole.
That's almost worse than what that woman did.
But like, there's a lot of slave shit that pisses me off too. Then there is, you'll like some of these ones. Saint Euphemia, who refused to take part in a sacrifice, so they tortured them. They tortured her, had her on a breaking wheel, like where they like have her.
Like the Catherine wheel?
Yeah, and break her arms and legs and stuff. Then they tried to feed her to lions, but the lions just licked her. And so they starved some bears and then fed her to those starved bears instead.
The licking of the lions might be nice because do they have like the sandpaper tongues like cats?
That's what Colleen said too. I don't know, you know, like I've never seen a lion's tongue up close, but I would imagine that it would also be sandpaper.
That's, you wouldn't be here to talk about it if you saw a lion's tongue up close. You
know? Right. It's probably not. There's Saint John de Brebeuf. He was a French Canadian that was scalped by Iroquois who slowly ate his flesh in front of him and then poured boiling water on top of him and then took a red hot hatchet and hacked him up. Sounds nice.
That's like classic horror movie shit.
Mm-hmm. Saint Hippolytus, which is such a common name that there's actually two Saint Hippolytuses.
I've never heard that name. I've heard Hippolito, never Hippolytus.
You've though. Heard Hippolito as a name?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So that one of them... Oh. One of them got tied to two different wild horses that ran in opposite directions.
Like that
one Polish horror movie, right? Saint Victor, he was.
Did you ever see Thriller, A Cruel Picture?
No, what's that?
It's like a woman. The cover's like a woman with a eye patch and a double barrel shotgun. It's like a revenge woman about this movie. I mean, a revenge movie about this woman. You never heard of it? It's Mm-mm. pretty awesome because I think it was the first actual like film to show like full penetration. Like,
of course you'd like that.
It was like a straight fucking porno movie. Like the girl, it's like a legitimate like movie where they're acting and stuff. But then there's like scenes where she's just like a tortured whore and it's like real porn though. It's like bust a nut on you kind of porn.
I feel like you always remember the first like horror movie that you get that like is also just porn.
Yeah, well,
because mine I found was like this Italian collection of shit where it's just like, I'm like, oh, this is this is porn and horror. You just remember that.
Yeah, know? There's that's a whole genre, I think, right? And I've never that's the only one that I've seen. But the reason I bring it up is that she buries the dude up to his neck in the sand and then ties a noose around his neck and ties it to a horse and just leaves him there.
He's probably a saint now.
Right, he's straight up saint material.
Yeah,
basically. Even though he raped her because that horse pulled his head off.
Well, we know that saints can rape people first. Not a problem. Yeah, Saint Victor, crushing a stone mill. Saint Cassian, I think you'll like. He was hacked to death by his classroom. He was a teacher, and the pagans didn't like his religious teaching methods, so they had their kids kill them with their tablets and iron writing utensils. How'd they have
fucking tablets back then, though?
I know, like fucking writing tablets, like made out of rock, not Chromebooks.
Okay.
But it took these kids forever. Bone books. And so he kept having to be like an encouraging teacher to them and be like, come on, Timmy, hit me harder. You can do it. Like he was saying that shit. That's how he went out
and that's why he got sainted.
He was saying that shit to the kids. I don't know. This
is the stupidest shit I've ever heard. I love it.
Saint Symphorosa refused to commit a sacrifice, and she was tortured and then had a heavy rock tied around her neck, and her seven sons were killed seven different ways, which they don't really, it just is different places to me. Like throat, heart, breast, navel, backside, and then the last one is cut in half. Saint
Sori- That's probably my favorite.
Cut in half is the best. Saint Psoriasis, but spelled different, like Psoriasis. He had his limbs torn off from him and then was beaten to death with them. It did not mention whether or not they chanted, quit hitting yourself. It's like...
That's why they need to make a time machine.
That's why.
For stuff like this, really.
For shit like this. There's also another guy who's like a patron saint of grillers and comedians because he got roasted over a spit. I forget what his name is. But then he said, I'm done on the side, flip me over. I kind of think...
No, he didn't.
I think he should be the patron saint of dad jokes.
Right? Like fucking Bobby Flay would love him, you know?
Oh my God. He probably is. That's how Bobby Flay should die, I think.
We should kill him.
There's Saint Pope Clement I. He was tied to an anchor and thrown to sea, and now he's the patron saint of mariners. I don't know if I'd pray to someone that fucking drowned, but yeah. Saint Edmund... this dude named Saint Ivor the Boneless tied him to, or not, Saint, named Lord Ivor the Boneless tied him to a tree, hit him with a bunch of arrows, then cut his head off. And one of his miracles was that his head somehow reattached to his body after he was buried. So I'm not sure how they figured it out. So it's kind of like the miracles are bullshit. But really, how do you get the name the Boneless?
The Boneless?
Yeah. He was killed by a guy named Lord Ivar the Boneless.
Like he can't get an erection? Is that what it means?
I don't know. Maybe.
Or Boneless, huh? Maybe he's missing a leg. I don't know. That'd be weird.
I think he has spaghetti arms, personally. I think he just walks around weird.
Yeah, Mr. Gumby.
Or is really good at dancing, you know? Or very flexible. Maybe he's a break dancer. Maybe he can suck his own dick.
Yeah, like Macho Man's brother.
Oh, or Marilyn Manson is what I always heard.
I think that one was an urban legend. Macho Man's brother, he says it on tape, on shoot interviews. He says that's how he used it to impress girls on the road.
If I were ever to
look,
see
I don't
someone
even need you.
Sucking their own dick, I don't think I'd be impressed by that.
Right? I don't think it's a turn on for most. Lanny Poffo.
Saint Agatha, she turned a dude down and he sent her to a brothel because he can't kill virgins, and then to jail, and then they cut her tits off, and now people celebrate her by making boob shaped pastries on her saint's day.
Delicious. I mean, if we're doing like a Joe Bob Briggs trailer tally, I think we're at four cutoff breasts.
I should have been
at this point.
There's if I was doing a tally, that's what I should have fucking done for this, because a lot of this
should have Joe Bob Briggs it.
I should have.
Yeah.
Saint Agnes, again, a woman rejects a man, can't kill a virgin. So he took her to a brothel also and paraded her naked through the streets. But miraculously, her hair grew to cover her tits and her bits. and also somehow blocked access to her holes in a way that made her being raped impossible.
So the hair grew so fast that it invaded the holes, made it too tight.
Well, I don't know. That's what I was kind of thinking. I'm like, is it just like there's so much bush that you can't get to it? Is it body hair too?
Maybe it's a confusing thing. Confusion.
Did she become an ape, like a Sasquatch?
Could be. Cousin It status. I'm picturing Cousin It.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And just like a sheenful shield of brown, you know, follicles.
Why is it brown hair?
It's an umbrella-like... an umbrella-like structure. It puts you in a bubble, you know? Like they say, a personal space bubble. It's with hair, though.
With hair, yeah.
The boy in the bubble, the boy in the hair ball.
Yeah. So there's just so much hair that it's impossible to fuck this person.
You wouldn't know where you're sticking your dick.
Yeah.
You know? You'd be like, I'm going right in the ass. You knock against the calf.
Oh, I hate it when that happens. After that, they tied her to a stake to burn her alive, but it wouldn't light fire, so they just fucking stabbed her in the throat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had to wrap it up.
But yeah, like, I just noticed that there were a lot of female saints that were just kind of became saints because they were avoiding being raped and someone killed them, terribly.
I'm okay with that.
You fucking dick.
No, I'm saying, like, they're... Like, I'm okay with that being criteria to become a saint.
Getting murdered in a horrific way?
Or did they get murdered, all of them?
You heard what happened to them.
Yeah, I'm okay with that, yeah.
But there are some...
But I'm saying, like, I'm okay with them being saints because of that.
Yeah,
I don't think you understand what I mean.
But when I don't think you're understanding what I'm saying, that, like, I'm slightly upset by this because it's, like, the only reason that these females have become saints is because someone fucking... They could have just been regular people, but someone assaulted them and decided they had to die because they wouldn't fuck them.
Right. So they're trying to commemorate them and say that that was fucked up. This person's cool. They didn't deserve to get raped and pooned and dipped in tar or whatever.
But there are some girls that like get recognized for other reasons too. Some bitches.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, there's a couple come badass bitch saints. I'm going to tell you. There's Saint Quiteria, who was born into a litter of 9 sisters.
Oh, is she a fucking puppy? Come on.
Mm. Her mom thought so, and she didn't like them, and she wanted to drown them. She's like, throw these kids into a bag and drown them to, like, her servant lady. Huh. And her servant lady was like, I'm going to pull a Snow White instead and just dropped them off, like, at some village next to him. So they grew up, like, kind of unruly and became this girl gang riot squad, if you will, of bandit bitches.
Oh.
And they would just break people out of jail. I thought that was cool.
That's really cool. And she's a saint?
She's a saint. Because I think they were breaking people out that were like persecuted for a religion, not like people who were like other criminals or anything.
Okay.
And then there's another badass bitch saint. Literal bitch. A dog saint. Guinea Fort.
This is a saint dog?
Yes. Not a saint. I picture a Saint Bernard, but I don't know what kind of dog
it
is.
The only saint dog I'm aware of is Air Bud.
Air Bud is a fucking saint. That is true.
It has the halo and everything.
Yes. All dogs go to heaven.
And, I mean,
all dogs are
it's
saints.
A fucking miracle that that dog can hit a 3.
Right? This story is kind of sad. There was this knight, and he was having his dog babysit, because I guess that's a fucking thing, you know?
Like a dog watching a child?
Yeah. The dog was watching the baby. And well, the knight was out being a knight or some shit. So the knight came home and he was like, the baby was missing and the dog was all covered in blood. And he was like, bad dog. And fucking attacked the dog and killed it. And then he starts hearing like, wah, wah. And he looks under the bed and there's the baby. And there's this fucking poisonous viper all bloodied up that the dog had clearly like bitten up and killed to save the baby's life.
So he thought it had killed the baby.
Yeah.
See... Okay, let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something.
Seriously, these are the stories I love, okay? They're simple stories with a little twist at the end, and it's like a good lesson, you know? Like a lot of these simple stories that we heard, they have a good lesson involved. Like this one, obviously, you know what the fuck you're doing before you kill someone, you know, that's a big lesson.
Yeah, like get the whole story.
Right. This is why, you know, we don't execute people without a fucking trial, right? Because if this dog was brought into a courtroom, you know, and got a chance to go through the system.
Is he judged by his peers? Like, oh my God, it a jury of airbuds? I would fucking love to see that movie.
Yeah. Didn't he make other sports movies, that dog?
Yeah. He's done volleyball, too, football. Yeah, he's done everything.
Yeah, I gotta get back on that stuff.
Yeah. And he was actually cloned, I'm pretty sure.
Right, because they just need him again.
I think that's what
they need.
I think Air Bud would probably cure. Air Bud's probably the vaccine for coronavirus.
Yeah. He's certainly the cure for depression.
Aw, yeah. There's one last saint we can talk about. Santa Muerte. It's kind of like the last thing that I want to talk about. Because not everybody is welcomed or has access to a church. You know what I mean? So that's where a lot of these saints come from. Especially the ones that are considered bad saints. So Santa Muerte is like the saint of death, right? And it's most popular in Mexico. And you'll see people crawling on their knees to go to altars and shit like that. And at the altars, they'll leave things like cigarette butts, which I think is hilarious. Because it's like, all right, you smoke the cigarette. So really, what are you offering here? And it's like, this is what I can give you. But
so his whole altar is just an ashtray.
Lady Saint. And she's always portrayed as pregnant too. A lot of times.
Oh, maybe they don't want her to smoke then. That's why.
That's why they're doing that. That's probably
why.
The
cigarette. They say, listen, I know you'd probably love a cigarette, but we want your baby to be normal.
Yeah. But it's like death is the greatest equalizer, you know? So it makes sense, I feel like, for that saint to be accessible to everyone, you know?
Oh, she is.
Mm, yeah.
She'll come for you one day. Does she kill people too?
I don't really think so. I think that people kind of just go to her and I don't know, people that have been in prison and shit like that. Like anyone who doesn't have any other person to look up to.
Really?
But I don't think she kills someone. She just represents death.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. But I don't get it. Why do they, what's her story though? Does she have a story?
I'm sure she has a story.
But she's just the saint of death, as far as you know?
Mm-hmm. That's all I know.
It's still cool, though, that she's pregnant and they don't give her cigarettes.
Right. They're helping her.
You know?
I just love that as an offering.
Mm. I had a friend who was pregnant and she was like, you know, when I have a baby, I only smoke a little bit of weed, just like one hit, you know? Once in a while.
How smart is their kid?
I don't know. This was a long time ago, you know? I assume that it's a normal, healthy child. That's what I like to think anyway.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's all I had about these bad saints and some of those crazy stories. So,
I mean, it was great, you know? We had laughs, we had cries, we had nostalgia, right? We learned about a lot of different things. I think this was a great spread. I just wish we got to share it with some other people too. But I enjoyed doing this together, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone's going to say, you know, this is awesome, you know?
I think they're going to be like, fuck, I wish I heard Wiener's voice.
Wiener. We'll make it happen. But I think, that was a great episode. So we're going to wrap up for the Forbidden Five next week. JP will be presenting a story with John the Aviator, the Mad Zealot, me and JP. You're not going to be on next week, but he's doing the Skinwalker Ranch.
I'm so excited to hear this.
Yeah, you'll still be able to hear it. He's got quite a punch in store for all y'all. Some fucking weird ass shit going on there. He gave me a little sample of it. Not going to get into it. It's too much. You got to wait for next week. But I will say one other thing. Reminder, my short story collection, Hallucinations, is available on Amazon. Check it out. It's pretty cool. Trippy horror, if you're into that. And then Scary Bastards, probably going to be out within a week or so. Make sure that you're looking for the cover with the girl getting her head pulled off, because the old version is up right now, but the new version is the one that has the bonus horrifying chapters and the new illustrations and the new cover and back. So just look to evilexamine.com for the actual release.
It's so good.
Yeah, I think you guys will like it. If you want like a Halloween slasher, it's perfect. Perfect book for autumn. You know, but yeah, we look forward to next week. Go to www.evilexamine.com to check out all of our content and backlog of episodes. Subscribe to the podcast. If you could rate the podcast, that helps us.
Rate the podcast.
And then if you want to donate to the podcast, you can do so at www.evilexamine.com by clicking the donate button. And thanks again for our anonymous $50 donation. Unreal. All right, guys, until next week, have a good evening.
They're extra dimensional beings that they are not what they claim to be.
Your life with dignity, don't lay down with tears and agony. Living, you're looking at death, it only looks like living is much, much more difficult.
You know, most of them don't assume you're actually going to kill them. Most of the service were rape or something like that.
It was like anybody was fair game.
It did not matter blood is blood. It didn't matter if man, woman, child.
At first, they thought it was a pack of savage dogs. But when they looked closer, they knew it was humans.
We left the curse.
Say it!
We left the curse.
We lit the gate.
A fire and death.
We lit the gate.
Oh. This is not nice. Judgment! Say it!
Ah, we let the curse!
On her?
On her!
Future generations.
Future generation!